You can tell them in the country, tell them in the town. The miners down in Mingo laid their shovels down. We won't pull another pellet, another ton, or lift another finger till the union we have won. Stand up, boys, let the bosses know. Turn your buckets over, turn your lanterns low. There's fire in our hearts and fire in our soul, but there ain't gonna be no fire in the hole.
This is the Labor Exchange on KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm your host, Robert Lindgren, with the Colorado AFL-CIO and Denver Newspaper Guild, Local 37074. Over the weekend, union workers at BCTGM Local 26 that work at Spruce Confections in Boulder voted on their first contract, known as a tentative agreement before it's approved. This agreement covers workers at Spruce's four Boulder cafes, as well as their bakery and commissary operations. Even if you haven't been to Spruce, you might have had their baked goods, as they supply local independent coffee shops. Workers voted to form the union in December of 2021. On today's episode, we're going to hear from workers at Spruce, including newly elected shop steward Melissa Laurenti, baker and bargaining team member BJ Wheelis, barista and bargaining team member Noah Hill, and also we'll speak with Spruce owner David Cohen on this historic vote. First, we're going to hear from Noah Hill about that initial spark that started the unionization effort.
During the pandemic, a coworker came to me and floated the idea of, you know, potentially unionizing. And at that time, I think a lot of workers, not only, you know, my direct coworkers, but just people out in the service community or whatever, were really starting to recognize their own worth and a need for better representation at their workplaces, the need for a seat at the table. We started sort of just by talking to our coworkers, feeling things out and building a community. And that is really the spirit that we kept through the whole thing. You know, we're building or strengthening a community at work.
That was Noah Hill, a barista at Spruce Confections. Next, we're going to hear from Melissa Laurent, who works at Spruce and was elected shop steward. Please note, we were having this conversation in the Boulder Library, so that's the explanation for the soft voices.
So, you know, nationally, folks have been talking about baristas organizing. That's been something that's been picked up internationally, discussing that. What does it feel like to be, you know, really the first group of baristas to get a contract after all that excitement while others are still waiting?
It's really exciting, especially in Boulder. I don't think there was any unions for like bakeries or restaurant workers or coffee shops. And so it feels as if it's kind of started opening up that door for other places, which feels really exciting and cool. There's just a sense of community and solidarity with that.
And next we listen to Melissa about being a shop steward specifically.
Well, and what I really like about the steward role is that that term, I think, really means something. It's you're really stewarding that entire union that you all had built. You know, how does it feel to have this new connection with your coworkers outside of, you know, your employer? Now you have a union together.
I don't know. It feels really nice. I'm very much kind of a natural mediator and supportive person, and so I fill the role pretty well, and that's pretty rewarding and fulfilling, knowing that I can just be a supportive role for someone else and be kind of just hold space for people in a stressful time.
All right, next we're gonna take a step back and talk with David Cohen, and we're gonna have the owner of Spruce, and we're gonna ask him to discuss a little bit of the background that got Spruce started.
And so if you could just start by telling me a bit about yourself and a bit about Spruce Confections.
Okay, well, I still feel like myself after all these years. I've been, you know, doing Spruce since I was 24 and I just turned 54. So it's been more than half my life. It started out as me just loving to bake at home, and I would, you know, bring cookies and brownies and truffles in a cookie tin on my lunch break where I worked, where Ben and Jerry's is now. It used to be the Harvest Express. So I would be, you know, making sandwiches and serving soup and making guacamole. And then on my lunch break, I would deliver my cookies to like carts on the mall and coffee shops on the mall. At the core, I just really like making good stuff and serving it to people. That's what I do at home. That's kind of who I am. And then as far as what Spruce is now, it's become much more than me. There's 4 cafes. 2 of them are just coffee shops. 2 of them are bakeries, you know, where I worked on my feet for many years, you know, for doing the baking. And now there's a commissary on Lee Hill. And then most recently, we did another commissary in Weld County. There's like a retail, be part of the community, serve the people, serve our neighbor, be a place for people to connect and try stuff out. That's kind of like the heart of the business. And then there is the nightly delivery to other coffee shops in the area. So I feel like that's my place, is to serve the coffee shops that serve their communities. Like that's where the meaning of it all is for me.
All right. Next, I asked Spruce Confections owner David Cohen to describe what happened with the unionization effort and his initial experience with it.
When it first happened, I mean, I don't know, like I basically had an anxiety attack for several months, you know, that just wouldn't go away. But then at a certain point, it became clear to me that the union and I have very much overlapping interests. And if we can just lean into focusing on what we both want, then we can create something that has great structure for collaborative input and, I don't know, conscious growth, if you will.
All right, I want to pause here, audience, and just talk a little bit about this project of this episode, really trying to bring more voices than a standard interview that we've done. And I did want to just say that I had a lot of fun talking to all the different folks involved with Spruce Confections. So next, we're going to go and talk with BJ Wheelis, who's a baker at Spruce and was part of the bargaining team, and hear some of his perspective. I started by asking him a little bit about how he got to Boulder.
What brought you to Boulder, or did you grow up here? What's kind of that?
Originally from Louisiana, my wife went to school here, and when we sort of knew we wanted to be up here, so about 10 or 11 years ago, we moved out here, and so here we are.
So you were on the bargaining team for this new contract at Spruce Confections, right?
Right.
Was that your first time serving as a, you know, negotiating a contract like that?
Yes.
Yeah. What was that experience like? And maybe if you want to talk a little bit about the importance of this contract that was just approved.
Sure. It's definitely, it's a challenge for sure to get something like this up and going. But once I saw how many people were on board, it made it a lot easier to wrap my head around. We have a lot of support. And when I was first made aware, it's pretty scary thought, you know, having to organize and all that. And then, but again, once I realized how many people were for this, it definitely made the whole thing a little easier to grasp. The actual negotiation process, we definitely butted heads in the beginning, but I would say we came to an understanding pretty quickly that this is good for both of us. Once we sort of got on the same page, we really started getting a lot of work done. Eventually, we moved to meeting online. And that was partially because of COVID stuff, some people getting sick, and partially it just worked out better for timing. And once we started doing that, we were able to get things done more quickly. And I couldn't tell you why that worked better online, but I think emotions were a little easier to keep in check. You know, when we're online, you have to speak clearly and succinctly. So it was an interesting process doing this through, you know, having to think about COVID and stuff like that. So it was unique, I think.
Yeah, well, that leads me to another question. It's interesting that you did do part of the negotiations through, you know, a Zoom or Zoom-like, you know, a virtual option. What part of do you think COVID played in this effort to unionize, or just in general with your coworkers?
I do think that working in this industry and going through the lockdowns, and Spruce never closed. We stayed open every single day. And we worked through that. And I think a lot of people understood that that was not easy. Going through COVID as someone in the food service industry was extremely tough. And the company did do their best to keep us employed and on the clock. And at the same time, a lot of our baristas were the people who have to tell people to keep their masks on. I had to kick people out of the store for various reasons. And on top of COVID, just intense political times.
That was Baker and BCTGM member and bargaining team member BJ Wheelis talking about his perspective. I gave him a little bit of time to give us some final words, and I really found it to be illustrative. So I'm going to let him kind of lead us out on that a little bit.
Bruce is honestly one of the better jobs I've ever had. It's I've learned a lot about myself just through the people that I've worked with and going through this process. It has been 2 years since the first word was mentioned about organizing. And that is a long time to get to know people, your coworkers, and also the people that are on the organizing committee with you. You also get to know a lot more about literally everyone you work with, because you're asking them, what do you need? What is it that's missing? And we got a lot of specific feedback. And that's how we tailored our contract, was, you know, what we prioritized, what did people ask for? And so we focused on those things. And Spruce is a better place to be now, I believe. And it's honestly, it is a great place to come and really just be, you can be social with your coworkers and be creative at the same time and make great product, really. And yeah, it's a great atmosphere. And even now, after having this done, people are excited.
All right, that was BJ Wheelis, a baker with Spruce Confections. Today's episode, we're talking about a historic vote that happened over the weekend. Baristas and bakers and others who work at Spruce Confections voted to approve their contract. While there's been a lot of attention to baristas organizing across the country, rarely have they gotten to a contract like Spruce has at this point. Next, we're going to go back to Spruce owner David Cohen talking about a shift that happened in his thinking about the situation that was happening at Spruce. What I really liked about this is that, you know, as a union organizer, you know, we're taught to not avoid conflict, that part of the thing about conflict is making sure that it is resolved. And I
I heard a little bit about that in this answer, and I just really appreciate sharing it with you. I think that that's something that maybe isn't necessarily always on the radio in this context. So next we will listen to David Cohen, owner of Spruce Confections.
A shift occurred where I had this realization of, you know what, I've been through conflict before. I've been in a place where it didn't feel repairable. And I've not only made it through those situations, but I feel like I was better and the relationships were better afterwards. And I'm grateful to say that's how I feel now about this.
One thing that I really like about the Spruce Confection story, the workers that have just voted to unionize and voted for their new contract, is that it gives a lesson to other workers in both the process and in some of the ways in which they were able to connect. And also, it illustrates some of the structures that union members form in order to better serve their membership. So earlier in the episode, we talked to Melissa, who's a shop steward that we consider kind of the first line, you know, to deal with workplace issues, that person who can take a concern that may be out there and or support someone in a disciplinary meeting and really just be able to make sure that they're well represented and provide, you know, that sort of support or even some amount of liaison between management and the worker. Now, this next bit of audio that I'm going to play comes from Spruce owner David Cohen talking about a concept, you know, we'd refer to as a labor management committee. It might be a labor relations meeting. I believe that's what they call that with BCTGM. And they're sometimes have other names, but they're basically a meeting between the union members and management in sort of a down-to-earth way where you can bring a lot of different issues, can discuss them in an open forum, and then see if there's solutions that you can find. So with that, I'm going to play a little bit about the audio from Spruce owner David Cohen, where he describes some of the benefits of these types of connections and communication that happen.
We did a couple of those, and I really loved that stuff. I mean, there were tears, there were, oh my goodness, I had no idea, you know, but at the same time, because of the kind of the reconciliation that we've gone through as a community, I feel like people are just more open with me like they were before, you know, the kind of COVID hardening of, you know, it. What happened? You know, I believe that, you know, how things progressed out of COVID ripened the conditions for that discontent. However, having a regular scheduled, hey, let's get together and not argue, but let's just put ideas out there and observations of, you know, what, you know, as you, the person that comes in and makes croissants, you learn great things like, oh, the machine makes a weird high-pitched noise when you push it on the left. And I was like, well, great, let's fix that. You know, like, whereas if I'm just coming through, how's it going? How they might forget to tell me that, you know, or so-and-so keeps making these, you know, it just gives us an opportunity to get real and get connected. And so I'm really looking forward to that.
That was Spruce owner David Cohen talking about the labor relations meetings that the workers and management have at Spruce Confections now. And again, I think this is a model that is useful for thinking about your own workplace and how, you know, maybe some workplace issues can be identified, you know, early if there's some rapport and trust there. I wanted to give a little bit of further context to those management committees. As with a lot of things in labor unions, these are voted on by the members. So folks will have votes amongst the membership to decide who they want to represent them in these types of meetings with management, which, again, can be just like another really positive way for management and workers to connect through a union. Let's go ahead and rejoin that conversation.
I kind of wanted to pull out, like, you know, in the trade side of unionism, there's like this, you know, a very high you know, striving for the highest quality, the best work, really, you know, the highest standards. You know, I've had people say I iron my shirts because I'm union. That's why they are ironed every day. And I see that in Spruce, especially, you know, the high quality ingredients. You guys aren't going for the lowest common denominator. So I just kind of wanted to ask you if you saw any places where we're sort of values aligned with some of the members that are, that were part of the unionization effort and Spruce and sort of that whole idea that, that you had kind of touched on in the last question.
Sure. No, that's an interesting perspective. And I hadn't heard that in that context. Now, what I did hear is that the staff wants people that will stay, that they want less turnover. They want people who are more committed and able to kind of evolve over time within the company. I want that too.
This is your host, Robert Lindgren. I'm going to go a little bit out of order and actually join an earlier part of the conversation I had with David Cohen with Spruce Confections to talk a little bit about what he sees as a responsibility around you know, someone who's been through this process and is a business owner.
I feel like I had a responsibility as a small business person who got unionized. I really felt like a lot of weight on my shoulders to figure this out so that I could be of service if needed for any other small businesses that went through this, because I don't feel like I had that support. And so I told Local 26, when they told me that another small business got unionized in Boulder, I immediately said, let them know I'm available. And they took me up on it. And we got together and I went to their first meeting and I did the introductions and I told what I knew of everybody in a positive light. And I did my best to kind of say, like, you can use the energy of this to make your business, you know, just tighter, you know? And I think it really helped, you know, and the offer is still there, you know, that because I, you know, I almost kind of see myself potentially as like a doula of a business owner going through this, because it's either, I mean, I spent tens of thousands of dollars on this first attorney until I had to sell one of my delivery vans to pay him. And it's just not something that a small business can afford, quite honestly. And so if it is gonna happen, you know, how can you use the energy of it? And how can you kind of own the fact that some of the conditions that occurred that brought this about, like, you're responsible for them? And what can you do to, you know, make things better, make things, you know, if things aren't great for my employees, they're never going to be great for me. We're all working at the same place. I just see myself, you know, Spruce is now bigger than me. It's not just me making cookies at night and running them around with my ponytail and a cookie tin on my lunch break. Now I'm just one of the people that serves this ecosystem of Spruce. And so if my staff wants a union to help them connect and negotiate, then that's fine with me. I think we'll get a better overall operating system, if you will, as a result. I don't think it's necessary, but I don't really have bad feelings about it now.
All right, listeners, this last bit of audio from my conversation with David Cohen, I wasn't sure if I wanted to share. You know, he shared some fairly personal stuff, but I feel like really it for context in this conversation, it's important. And I think in some ways I hadn't thought about it in this way, but it revealed something to me that sometimes a contract negotiation can be a healing process, or even through those deeper connections that people make through unionization. And again, I'm saying this, not Mr. Cohen, but I did want to share this last bit of audio from our conversation, because I really feel it puts some perspective on that.
I mean, really what it was, you know, an opportunity to heal, right? You know, that's what it is, right? And when my wife and I, at one point, we split up, and when we realized that we wanted to work it out and reconcile, like, we kind of had to renegotiate the unwritten marriage contract. And, you know, that was back in 2013. And, you know, that's, yeah, you know, now it's, yeah. So I feel like this was as hard and painful as it was at first, you know, I feel like it was worth it. And I, you know, I'm really proud of and glad to work with all my, you know, staff, union or not, you know, I think they're all great. So.
All right, listeners, this has been a bit of a different episode. I don't normally directly address you, but I wanted to bring a little bit of myself into this too. And that there's part of the story that didn't necessarily come out in the interviews. And some of that's has to do with a labor history professor at UCD named James Walsh, who, you know, provided some of the connection between folks here, you know, like the bakery workers and some of the folks that worked at Spruce. So I felt like it might be good just to add in a little bit of gratitude there that there are folks that are definitely, you know, bringing out different ideas and making connections that help folks get connected with local labor unions. So I just want to throw that out there for folks that are inspired by this story or have questions. You know, info@coaflcio.org is a great email to get resources or reach out. Fairly easy to find and can help connect and answer some of your questions. And I do want to sincerely ask that folks do support unionized services, especially those that are newly unionized. And so I certainly will myself be having some more Spruce Confections, and I will encourage you all to do the same. I hope that you've found some value in this episode, and I truly hope that this has provided some context for what I find to be a very inspiring and a very provocative and interesting story of unionization in the Boulder area, you know, during these times. And we are the Labor Exchange, and you know, we wouldn't end without having, you know, a worker speak about some of the reasons they got involved in this. So we're going to kind of start where we finished with Noah Hill and hear a little bit of his perspective here.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners about this historic vote?
I would just say that every worker deserves a voice at their place of work, and everyone deserves a seat at the table.
This has been the Labor Exchange on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I've been your host, Robert Lindgren, with the Colorado AFL-CIO. Today we heard from Spruce Confection workers Melissa Laurent, BJ Wheelis, and Noah Hill, as well as Spruce Confections owner David Cohen. The Labor Exchange is part of the Labor Radio Podcast Network. Find more great Labor Radio at laborradionetwork.com, and be sure to tune in next week at 6 p.m. the same slot for La Lucha Sigue. Have a great night.
There's a better world to come in, tell you why. There's a better world to come in, tell you why. We will feed them on the land, on the sea, and in the sky. There's a better world to come in, tell you why. There's a better world to come in, don't you see. There's a better world to come in, don't you see. When we'll all be union and we'll all be free, there's a better world a coming, don't you see? There's a better world a coming, and don't you know, no. There's a better world a coming, don't you know? I'm a union man in a union war, it's a union world I'm fighting for. There's a better world a coming, don't you know?